In Colombia, improved security has led to a steep drop in kidnappings, but Marxist rebels are still holding dozens of hostages. Now, one of the longest-held prisoners, Colombian Army Sergeant Pablo Emilio Moncayo, has emerged from the jungle. Guerrillas released Moncayo yesterday afternoon after more than 12 years in captivity. Moncayo became a household name in Colombia after his father walked across the country to call attention to his son's plight. From Bogota, John Otis reports.
As Colombia's national anthem played and TV announcers celebrated, Sergeant Pablo Emilio Moncayo stepped off a military helicopter in southern Colombia and embraced his family. Moncayo spent 4,480 days in the jungle. He'd been gone for so long he didn't even recognize one of his sisters, who wrapped him in a bear hug. You can't imagine how amazing it is to return to civilization, Moncayo said. Moncayo was guarding a communications tower in December 1997 when he was captured by guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC. The FARC spent years trying to trade Moncayo and other hostages for imprisoned guerrillas, but Colombia's hardline president, Álvaro Uribe, always refused. For the Moncayo family, the only word from their son came in a series of proof-of-life videos, like this one broadcast last year on Colombian television. Desperate to see his son, the soldier's father, high school teacher Gustavo Moncayo, embarked on a 700-mile pilgrimage, wrapping himself in chains and walking from his hometown all the way to Bogota. Later, he symbolically crucified himself on a homemade cross. He also took his case to Washington, where he met with Massachusetts Congressman James McGovern.
Nobody was talking about the hostages. And so people like Moncayo's father, who walked across the country, who showed up to the United States Congress with a chain around his neck, you know, which was pretty dramatic.
Moncayo was finally released in what the guerrillas called a goodwill gesture. But for other hostages, the nightmare continues. The Colombian government claims 79 people are still being held hostage. Among them are 23 soldiers and policemen held by the FARC. And the guerrillas insist these government troops will only gain freedom through a prisoner exchange. Juliana Cañaveral is the spokeswoman for the Foundation for a Free Country, a Bogotá group that counsels the families of hostages. She says that with the release of Moncayo, Colombians may forget about the remaining hostages. But at least for one day, Colombians could savor some good news. At a news conference, Sergeant Moncayo removed the chains his father had worn for the past 3 years. After the two men embraced, Gustavo Moncayo said his struggle to secure his son's freedom had paid off. When we hugged, it seemed like it had all been a dream, the elder Moncayo said. It was like none of this had ever really happened. For The World, I'm John Otis in Bogota, Colombia.